Track 4.21.
Good weekend?
Yeah, not bad, thanks. There was a pretty good old film on TV that I watched. I enjoyed it.
What was it?
The Fugitive. Yeah, that's right. From around the mid-1990s.
I can't stand those old films.
No, this one was good, honestly. It's about a doctor in Chicago who's really successful and happily married, but one day he comes home and finds that his wife's been murdered.
Oh.
And the killer's still in the house. They fight, and the doctor realises that the other man has only got one arm, and the one-armed guy gets away. Now, the police are absolutely sure the doctor did it, especially because he'll get all the insurance money. So they arrest him, and he's tried, found guilty, and he gets sent to prison for, oh, I don't know, 30 years, give or take a year or so. Oh, no, hang on. He's sentenced to death.
And that's it? That's the story?
No, of course not. What happens is, when they move the doctor, oh, what's his name? Kimball, that's it, Kimball. When they move Kimball from one prison to another, the train he's on hits a bus, and in all the confusion, Kimball manages to get away. He leaves Chicago and he becomes a fugitive. The police are after him, trying to catch him.
Hang on, that sounds like an old TV series my dad told me about.
Yeah, that's right. The film's more or less based on the same story. Anyway, so a detective is sent to try and catch him, and at the same time as he's trying to escape from the police, Kimball's trying to find the one-armed man. He has to go back to Chicago to track him down, which means, of course, he's closer to the people who are trying to get him.
Wow. This sounds really cool, actually.
It is. And there are some great scenes. For example, the detective very nearly catches him, but in order to escape, Kimball jumps down this really enormous waterfall and survives.
Uh-huh.
And just before he jumps, my mum says this is a famous film moment, Kimball shouts to the detective, "I didn't kill my wife!" And the detective just looks at him and says, "I don't care!" How cool is that?
Wow. And so what happens in the end?
Well, of course, in the end, Kimball manages to prove that he's innocent.
And who's the killer? The one-armed man?
I'm not going to tell you that. You'll have to watch the film yourself.
You haven't told me what it's called.
I told you earlier. The Fugitive. Look out for it.